Good morning.
早上好。
God is faithful. Amen.
And 神，我们的神是信实的。
We want to welcome you to our annual church-wide Thanksgiving meeting.
欢迎大家来参加我们这个教会的年终的感恩聚会。
Just like to share with you briefly three things that we're thankful for.
我只跟大家简单的分享一下三件事情，我感到非常要感谢神的。
I would say first and most importantly,Thankful for the salvation that is available in Christ Jesus.
首先呢，我非常重要，我要讲就是我们要非常感恩，感恩神在耶稣基督里带给我们的这个救恩。
If it was not for Christ and His death, burial, and resurrection, we would not be here.
如果不是耶稣基督，不是他在十字架上的死，我们今天就不会在这里。
And we would be a people without hope.
我们的就会是没有指望的人。
But because of his salvation, we are a people of hope.
由于因为耶稣基督的这个救恩，我们成为有希望的族类。
Hope in a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我们是在这个不能摇动的这个天国中的这个盼望。
Secondly, I'm thankful for family.
第二点呢，要感谢我们的家庭。
On Friday, my neighbor's wife passed away.
上周周五的时候呢，我的那个邻居的那个太太呢过世。
I knew them very well.
我跟他们呢很熟悉。
But it has caused me just to stop and reflect and be thankful.
但这件事情呢，使我呢能够停下来，能思想，能够呢进行感恩。
Be thankful for our families.
我们要对我们的家庭进行感恩。
Generally, we see our family members day in and day out.
我们呢每天都很平常的，经常见到我们的家庭的成员进进出出。
And it's easy to take them for granted.
有时候呢我们就习以为常。
But we never know.
我们永远也不知道。
How long we have our family members.
到底我们这个家庭的成员能够和我们在一起还有多长时间？
Just an encouragement to stop and reflect.
只是呢
thankful for your family members.
我只是鼓励大家能够停下来进行思想，能够想想对你的家里的成员进行感恩。
Whether it's parents, spouse, children, grandparents,
不管是你的父母、配偶、孩子，还是那个祖父母或者孙子辈
in your heart, give thanks.
在你的心里当中呢，给他们感恩。
That you have them.
对他们感恩。
Also thankful for the larger family that we have in the body of Christ.
同样呢，我们要对这个耶稣基督的肢体里的那个大的那个家庭感恩。
Thousands upon thousands upon thousands.
上千上千几千的人。
Family members that we haven't even met yet.
还有一些我们家里的成员，我们甚至还没有见到。
That we will have all of eternity to be introduced to.And to see how this person prayed for you and that person prayed for you.
在我们的永恒当中呢，我们会见到到底那个你不认识、从来没见过人，他怎么为你祷告？另外一个人怎么为你祷告
？Just a moment to pause and be thankful for the larger body of Christ.
只是有一个自己有一个时间段能够停下来，能够进行思考、感恩那耶稣基督肢体里的一个大的家庭。
That no matter where we go in the world, you can find brothers and sisters in Christ.
在这个世上，不论你到何处，你都可以见到耶稣基督救恩你的弟兄姊妹。
I'm also thankful for the change that God brings.
我呢也非常感恩主带给我们的这个变化。
God doesn't change, but He changes us.
主本身不变化，但是他会把我们变化。
We all have blind spots in our life.
因为在我们的生活当中，我们每个人都有我们的盲点。
Just like cars have a blind spot on each side.
就像在你开车的时候，在你的车的两边都有这个盲点。
We too have blind spots that God can see that we don't see.
我们自己的生活当中也有这样的盲点，我们自己看不到，但是神可以看得到。
And when God exposes a blind spot, it can be a very painful, situation.
当那个神让我们见到我们自己的盲点的时候呢，对我们来说可能是一个非常痛苦的过程。
But he reveals blind spots to us that we might see clearly.
但呢，神呢把这个盲点展示给我们，让我们能够更清楚地看到。
We can see from his perspective.
我们呢可以从神的角度来看得更清楚。
and we can become more Christ-like.
这样呢，我们就会变得越来越像神形象。
The kind of change that God is bringing is causing us to focus on redemption instead of rejection.
神带给我们这些变化呢，使我们能够注重于这个救赎，而不是弃绝。
When Jesus ate with the sinners and the tax collectors,
当那个耶稣基督和那个罪人那个税吏在一起的时候
，He obviously was not accepting their sin.
但呢，他并不接受他们的这个罪。
But the focus on redemption by introducing them to the kingdom of God.
但呢，是着重于这个救赎，把他们那个介绍进入这个神的天国。
It's something that God is changing among us.
对呢，神呢是要我们在我们中间做的这个变化的工作。
In Psalm 127 verse 1 it says, Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain.
在诗篇127篇这里说到，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造人就徒然劳力。若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
The change that God brings about is a change that God is doing by building His house.
神带给我们的这个变化，就是来让我们如何建造他的这个房屋。
We're also thankful for God's mercy.
我们也要感谢神的那个怜悯。
It's a mercy that we get to give away.
我们可以把这个怜悯再送出去。
He had mercy upon us, and we freely get to give away what He freely gave to us.
神呢把怜悯给我们，我们呢白白的得到这个恩典怜悯，我们再同时也把它给别人。
Earlier this year, the Lord drew my attention to Psalm 82.
在那个诗篇82篇里边。
Particularly verses 3 and 4.
特别是那个第三四节
It says, Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked.
这三四节讲到你们当为贫寒的人和孤儿伸冤当为困苦和穷乏的人施行公义当保护贫寒和穷乏的人救他们脱离恶人的手
We need to be in a place where we not only assemble together here on a day like today.
我们呢必须是不像不是我们自己大家在这里每天在这里聚集聚会。
But also to be able to take the mercy that we hear about here and be able to give it away to those who are hurting outside the four walls.
我们要有必须有这个能力把我们这里得到的神的恩典再给出去给那些这个心灵生活受到伤害的一些人群。
In Psalm 47, verses 6 through 9.
在诗篇47篇6到9节。
Psalm 47, verses 6 through 9.
诗篇47篇6到9节。
It says, Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to Him a psalm of praise.God reigns over the nations. God is seated on His holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted.
诗篇47篇6到9节你们要向神歌颂歌颂用我们王歌颂歌颂因为他是全能的王我们要用悟性歌颂神作王治理万国神坐在他的圣宝座上列邦的君王聚集要做亚伯拉罕之神的名因为世界的盾牌是属神的他为至高
Brother Winston just led us in a time of dynamic worship
让我们呢我们在这个时代呢有一个非常有活力的这个祷告
and singing praises to our God
让我们来向神呢歌颂
Through our entire time today, let's continue to sing praises in our heart.
在我们今天整个的聚会时间，让我们持续不断地从我们心灵对神进行感谢。
The scripture says, "The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham."
这里说呢，诗篇这里第九节，列邦的君王聚集，要做亚伯拉罕之神的名。
We are people of faith.Gathering together.
我们呢是有这个信心的一群人聚集在一起。
to share testimony and give thanks to God for what He has done in His faithfulness.
来分享证见证和我们的感谢，让神怎么来做我们。
With a meal to come after.
一个一个的做这样的见证。
It's a foreshadow of what will take place in that day in heaven.
这个呢，也就是预表的我们将来在神的天国当中要做的事情。
When all the nobles and the kings of the nations of the earth gather together who have put their faith in God.
所有的列邦的君王聚集在一起，所有的聚集在一起，把他们的那个信实放在神的面前。
And trusted in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
把我们的信实作为耶稣基督是我们的救主。
That we will fellowship together, give thanks together, and banquet together.
我们分享在一起，一起做见证在一起。
Continuing to sing praises to His name.
持续不断地以他的名来感谢神。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
神祝福大家。
非常谢谢温柔弟兄给我们的劝勉。
Thanks for the pastor's encouragement.
更感谢他为我们会众做一个好的榜样。他不仅准时，而且把我刚才所多花的时间都给补回来了。
He also sets a good example for us. He...Not only I have
接下来的每一个节目的在投影片当中你都会看得到，所以请轮到你的时候你就上来，我就不另外做简介，除非有一些必要的提醒。我们现在就请恩惠团契来献诗。
Next we'll have Grace Fellowship to have him for us. Thank you.
弟兄姐妹，很高兴我们又来到了年底。
Brothers and sisters, we are glad we are at the end of the year.
2009年我们就要请他过去了，那我们就要迎接2010年了。
The year of 2009 is passing, the year of 2010 is coming.
所以在这一年的要结束的时候，这教会的感恩聚会，我想跟弟兄姐妹思想一个问题。
So at this moment, I wish to think about one issue with brothers and sisters.
那就是穿新鞋走新路。
That's to walk in the new road with new shoes.
那我们是借用于路加福音第五章37-38的经文。
Let's read the book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 37 and 38.
那时间关系，我这里我读给弟兄姐妹听。
And so let me read.
没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，若是这样，新酒必将皮袋裂开，酒便漏出来，皮袋也就坏了。
And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does,The new wine will burst the skins, and the new wine will run out, and the wineskins will be rained.
但新酒必须装在新皮袋里。
No, new wine must be poured into new wineskins.
我们回忆过去的旧的一年。
Let's go over the passing year.
在这一年当中，神看顾保守我们。
In that passing year, God is looking over us every time.
他的慈爱在我们身上实在是浩大。
His love is on us, which is showing great.
那我们展望新的一年呢，我们不知道前面是如何。
When we look forward to the new year, we really don't know much about what's going on.
但是我们深信神的恩典，神的信实是永远不改变。
But we deeply believe that the God's love and God's faithfulness will not be changed.
因为他是昨日今日一直到永远永远不改变的神。
Because he never changes yesterday, today, until forever.
我们刚刚读过的那节经文
When, the verses that we have just read,
那里讲到酒和皮带的一个关系。
We are talking about the relation between the wine and wineskins.
那在古时候中东那个地方，他们没有像中国古时候那种的酿酒的蒸馏的技术。
In ancient time, when we process wines, there is no such process of distilling like modern times.
他们是直接把葡萄发酵发了酵以后，然后就装到那个皮囊里边。
They process the wine and put the processed material into the wine skins.
那他们的皮囊很有趣啊。
The wine skins are very interesting.
他们就把那个动物杀了以后啊，把里边的肉骨头抽掉了，剩下外边那个皮整个的身体把它封起来。
They kill the animal and get rid of the content within the skins and seal the skin.
就把那个酿造的新的酒就把它装在里边，然后密封。
And pour the new wine into the wine skin and seal the skin.
所以这个圣经这里告诉我们一个过程。
So this is the process of the processing of wine.
这个新酒装在新皮袋里，乃是要让它在里边能发挥它里边那个酒精的作用。
When they put the new wine into new wine skins.To have the wine processed and to have the alcohol processed.
那这样的话，这个新的酒在里边，在新的酒袋里，它能够，因为新的酒袋它有这个耐，能够承受这个膨胀的力量。
So the new wine skin can stand the tension.
所以当这个酒在里边发酵的时候，这个新的酒袋它不会裂开。
So when the new wine is being processed in that wineskin, the wineskin won't burst.
如果一个旧的酒袋它因为老化了发脆了，当你把新的酒加进去的时候，它一 里边一发酵，那个酒袋就裂开了。
If they put the new wine into an old wine skin, because the old wine skin has been aged and cannot stand the tension, it will burst.
所以在这里我们就看到新的酒跟新的酒袋。
So we see here that new wine and new wine skin, they better match.
这是一个非常好的配合。
That's a good match.
新的跟旧的难以配合。
The new wine cannot match the old wine skin.
我曾经听到有一个姐妹告诉我一件事情。
One of the sisters told me a story.
她说她有一次从某一个那个朋友那里他送了一包的这个年糕给他。
She said she gave a pack of a Chinese cake to a friend of hers.
那这个朋友这个姐妹拿回家打开以后，她说这个年糕怎么那么臭啊？
Okay, a friend of hers gave a pack of Chinese cake to her, and when he opened that at home, he smelled.
那他闻闻那个年糕，年糕好像很新鲜，但是年糕上头有一个臭的味道。
But he said that the cake was fresh, but she really smelled something.
他就找原因。
So he was looking for the reason.
后来他发现，原来那个朋友给他装年糕的那个塑胶袋是曾经装过包过肉的。
Then she found that the bag, the plastic bag, had once been had meat in it.
年纪大了，大概我就不知道这个包个肉的塑胶袋已经里边发臭了。
So because her friend was old, so that she forgot that the bag was had meat in it, so it smelled.
所以就把那个年糕，蛮好的年糕装进去，结果年糕也臭了。
So she put good cake into the old bag so that the cake was smelled.
所以我们知道新的跟旧的这个是不能够配在一起。
So new and old are not matched.
那同样我们一个人我们蒙了恩以后圣灵跟我们的关系也是这样的。
In the same token, when we are in the grace of God, the relation between the Holy Spirit and us are the same.
在圣经里我们知道所有属天的都是属于新的。
You know from Bible that everything heavenly is our new.
所以当他在我们里边的时候，如果我们这个人没有改变，还是原来的样子，我们没有办法接受圣灵在我们里边的工作。
So when the Holy Spirit is in an old man, if we don't change, we cannot accept the work of Holy Spirit in us.
所以像这种情况，那这个旧的人的那种败坏很容易就显露出来。
So the bad side of the old man can be shown.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在这里我们要思想，在新的一年要来临的时候，我们必须把我们这一切旧的东西，一切坏的毛病、坏的习惯，那坏的从肉体来的东西全部去掉。
So we have to think of the issue that when the new year is coming, we have to get rid of everything bad, everything old in ourselves.
圣经告诉我们说，若有人在基督里，他就是个新造的人。
The Bible told us that if one is in the new, he is a new man.
这个不是单单说我相信了而已。
This is not only talking about whenever we believe.
我们乃是每一天应当活在基督里。
We have to live in Christ every day.
让圣灵在我们里边掌权。
So that the Holy Spirit can have power in us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们如果感恩，我们感谢神在我们身上的恩典，最好的方式是什么？
So what's the best way when we give thanks to God's grace?
那就是说，我们要知道圣灵在我们身上有一个要求。
We have to know that there is a requirement from Holy Spirit in us.
他要不断地借着环境，借着十字架的工作把我们改变。
He want to change us with the environment, with the cross.
让我们能够成为合乎神心意的一个人。
So that we can match the will of the Lord.
那这样的话， 圣灵在我们里边能真正的掌权。
So that the Holy Spirit can have power in us.
我们行事为人，我们就会像基督一样。
So that we may act like Christ.
所以我们感恩的一个，我们现在感恩的一个最大的本分，就是我们必须把旧的去掉，能换成新的。
When we give thanks to God, we have to get rid of the old and go into the new.
把我们身上一切的骄傲、谎言、嫉妒，还有各种的纷争、论断，各种圣灵所不喜悦的，全都去掉。
Get rid of everything that the Holy Spirit dislikes, including the boasting, envying, lying, judging, arguing, and so on.
这就像我们穿着新鞋走新路。
That means we walk in the new road with new shoes.
把旧的这一年一切的都抛弃。
And get rid of everything bad in the past year.
不要再保留丝毫的在我们身上。
Never maintain anything old in our life.
但是明年我们活出来的是个新的样子。
So that we live in a new life in the new year.
谢谢弟兄姐妹。
Thank you.
我们请来读一处的圣经。
Let's read a passage from the Bible.
以弗所书第四章，我们读第一节下半节到第三节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1b to verse 3.
我们先用中文读一遍，我们再用英文来读一遍。我们先用中文。
We're reading Chinese first, then English.
请翻到了，在我们和合本圣经的271面，翻到了，请我们一同来读。好，我们一起来中文来。既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。用爱心彼此宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Chapter 4, verse 1b. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
愿神亲自祝福他的话。我们现在把下面时间交给小班的小朋友们。
We'll give the time to Sunday school's first group.
小班小朋友准备好了没有？可以进来。
First group, children Sunday school.
小孩子，七个八个，九个小孩子，十。
请儿童植物学大班。
Second Children's Sunday School, second class.
是不是用热烈的掌声欢迎他们？
rise and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. And together we sing. Holy is the Lord.
弟兄姊妹平安。Hi
everybody, I would like to share a very special circumstance that happened to me this year.
就是在今年的3月22号
In March 22nd this year
这个回台湾
I went back to Taiwan
参加我这个海军官校毕业50周年的同学会
For anniversary of a naval academy in Taiwan
当飞机呢当天起飞在中途的 Anchorage 要准备就是加油的时候
In midway Anchorage when the plane is trying to refill
那突然听到这个飞机上的这个报告说是当地啊因为有火山爆发不能降落
I heard the announcement from the plane that because of volcano eruption we could not land the plane
所以就转飞到温哥华
So it switched its route to Vancouver.
在那里耽搁了10多个小时。
We delayed there over 10 hours.
但是最后终于到达了台北，但是已经延迟到24号的晚上8点多才到。
Finally, we reached the destination Taipei, but we were stopped 24 hours later.
第二天呢，我就赶快从台北就坐车到高雄的作营海军基地去报到。
So next day I took the bus to go to Kaohsiung to register.
在那里呢见到了有40-50年没有这个遇到的很多同学心里非常的高兴。
I was very pleased to meet a lot of old camaraderies that I haven't met for over 50 years.
当时呢我没有感觉怎么样。
I didn't feel any uncomfort at the time.
但是过了一夜以后早上我这个上厕所的时候发现这个情况不太好。
But next morning when I went to the men's room, I didn't feel right.
就是因为那个颜色不对啊，都发黑颜色的。
The coloring was dark, very dark.
那我想啊，因为我可能是中途太累了。
I felt I was probably too tired.
睡觉可能不足。
So lack of sleep.
没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
但是我就量我的血糖已经感觉忽高忽低
But my blood sugar glucose
非常不正常
was high and low, very abnormal.
好，但是我就坚持到了第二天大概晚上4点左右哦，又感觉不对劲我又去到厕所去大号
Second day when I went to the men's room
但在这个时候呢我就发现这个大号里边呢全是黑的和红的
But all the stool were black and red
那就我就好像这个我就感觉不对劲呢我就马上给我的太太有一个同学陪我我们有一同就到了作营的海军总医院急诊室
So my wife and I we went to the ER room there
在那里呢急诊室给我做了各种的检查 X-ray 啦胃镜检查通通没有发现任何状况
We did all the checkups We didn't find anything abnormal
Yeah 那么就说好了那就赶快再准备做这个既然是出血一定有问题说大也许大肠吧就是隔两天礼拜一再做大肠检查
So you wait till Monday to do the checkup on the intestines
就这样子呢就是睡了一觉第二天早上起来那个验血的报告就来了，说是我的这个血指数好像已经降到了12。
So the second day the lab report came back, my glucose was down to 12.
那医生呢就感觉就奇怪的，这个出血一定是有问题。
Okay, it's the red blood cell was very low, and they knew something was definitely wrong.
但是不到这个1-2个小时左右吧，验血报告又出来了，说是已经。降到9血指数已经降到了9
So in a couple of hours the second lab report it went down from 12 to 9
那医生就讲可能要立刻要输血
Doctor said I need blood transfusion immediately
那他们也通知了有关人员那就在这个时间呢我这个血就是验血的报告一直在这个血指数一直下降
So the blood count kept going down every lab report.
那么像这个情况之下呢那么快到了下午左右的那么我这个血指数好像这个报告了几乎快到了6到了5
In the afternoon, it almost came down to 5 or 6.
好像那个，当时我真是没有怎么样的感觉，但是医院呢就开始紧张，就给我做了一种就是从大腿那边做这个动静脉的这个血管的检查。
So I was given some kind of intravenous checkup.
做了两次，有一点发现都没有。
We did it twice and they found nothing.
但是这个时间呢，这个验血的报告又出来了。
And the new lab report came out.
已经到了五和六的之间。
So it went down to 5 and 6.
这是，当时呢是非常的紧张。那个主治大夫呢，大概就这个时候就通知了，要准备要紧急的要开刀。
So the doctor are preparing for surgery at the time.
那在这个时间呢，我就在这个医院里边，就是连续了大量的便血了两次。
So twice I had
满窗都是血。
The whole bed was filled with blood.
也呕吐了一次。
And I vomited.
那个医生讲说是不行了，就送到这个手术室。在这个时候呢，就给我做了紧急的剖腹手术。
So I was sent immediately to the surgery room and they opened up my stomach.
因为医生告诉我他一点把握都没有，没有找到出血的地方。
Doctor had absolutely no clue what was going on and where the blood is coming.
进了病房以后我就什么不知道了，但是就是一直到差不多在病房待了将近8个小时，手术才完成。
The surgery took almost 8 hours.
也非常感谢主了，当时我自己也不知道，但外面人呢当时很紧张了。
But thank the Lord, I didn't know much at that time, but for other people it's definitely critical.
手术以后呢，医生就告诉我这个结果是怎么样呢，因为是我的小肠出了问题，就小肠的一段呢叫做空肠。
So I was told after the surgery that it was my small intestine that had an issue.
那个所以呢就在手术中呢把我的小肠就是接触了92公分左右。
So they cut off about 92 centimeters from my small intestine.
据说大概是小肠的1/3拿掉了。
About 1/3 of the total length of the small intestine.
Yeah. 那这个还好了，但是呢他就讲我输血超过了12000cc。
My blood transfusion was over 12,000 cc.
因为一个正常人的本身的血液只有5-6000cc 左右。
So a normal person's blood volume was about 5-6,000cc.
就身体里面换血已经等于2倍我的血液。
I had almost twice It's pretty much the twice the blood that was in my body was from somebody else.
真是感谢主，这么紧张，把我从死里救回来。
Thank the Lord to save me.
事后医生告诉我，他说在你这个开刀的中间，你的血指数已经降到了2.5。
During the surgery, the doctor told me it went down. Blood count went down to 2.5.
而且休克。
And then you went into coma.
如果说进病房的时间在晚上不到一个小时，我们什么都不能做。
He said, "If you came to the surgery room an hour later, we cannot. There's nothing we can do."
真是非常的奇妙。他们他讲那个医生讲的很那个，他说我真的一点把握都没有。
I mean, it was wonderful because the doctor said he was totally unsure of what would happen.
到底是他就问到底是谁救了你呢？那我就跟他讲，我说我们的主耶稣救我了。
So he asked, "Who saved you?" And he, I replied, "It was Jesus Christ saved me."
因为在这里边不光他一个是医生的，那个开刀的正好是礼拜六的晚上。
The surgery was on Saturday night.
一般来讲的话都休假了，但是在我开刀中间，他们能够召集到海军总医院的各科的主治大夫几乎全到了。
But normally at that time everybody is off on weekend, but at a short time they found every major doctor.
Yeah, 在病房里就是讨论如何来处理。
To group discuss how to deal with my case.
真是感谢主的恩典。
Thank God's grace.
那么就让我想到这个在圣经的诗篇中啊， 这个诗篇的103篇里面告诉我们说
in Psalm 103 it said
我的心啊你要称颂耶和华
Oh my soul you need to praise the Lord
不可忘记他一切的恩惠
Do not forget about his mercies
他赦免你一切的罪孽
He forgive all your transgressions
医治你一切的疾病
And heals your illnesses.
他救赎你的命
He restore your soul from death.
以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕
And crown him with love and mercies.
又在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章里
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5
就说我们要常常喜乐
It says we should rejoice always.
主的祷告
Pray constantly
凡事先
give thanks in everything
因为这是身在基督耶稣里为你们所定的旨意
for this is the purpose of God who set his goal in Christ Jesus
所以说神真是爱我们的救主
God is indeed our loving Savior
我只记得在我当紧要关头要进病房之前
I remember right before I was going into the surgical room.
那个时候也没什么好讲的，就一起祷告主说，主啊，求你救我。
So at that time we had nothing else to say but to pray with my wife, saying, God, please save us.
我把我自己交给你了。
I give myself to you.
然后我就什么就不知道了。
And I didn't know anything later.
你说多么的奇妙啊！主就是这样子就把我。救治了我
How wonderful it is that God saved me
死亡的边缘逃生
From the valley of death
你说这不是我们奇妙的救主以他的慈爱的恩惠医治了我一切的疾病
Because his loving mercies he healed me
所以我们要不住的祷告凡事先
So we need to pray constantly and give thanks in everything
最后我还要感谢那我的太太呢
I have to thank my wife for her companionship.
在当时刚好礼拜天，我的儿子在新加坡的教会。
That Sunday, my son who was in church in Singapore.
他们那个全体为我进食祷告。
The whole church was fasting for me.
当我会美后呢，这个教会的弟兄姊妹知道了，也特别为我祷告。
After I came back to New York.Church here also pray for me.
让我恢复得非常的好
And for a speedy recovery.
真是感谢主的恩典
Thank God for his mercies.
谢谢大家
Thanks everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
姐妹弹琴
Sister fellowship.Thank you.
蒙神的带领，一年又将过去。
Because of God's grace, 1 year is coming to a close.
相信我们大家都有一些感恩的事。
I believe every one of us have something to give thanks.
我要在这里跟大家分享我们家这半年来的一些经历。
I would like to share with everybody what has transpired at my household.
今年五月底，我被公司解雇。
At May this year, I was laid off by my work company.
其实这也是预料中的事。
It wasn't something unexpected.
因为在这之前的半年多来
，Because throughout the six months,
我的工作开始处在非常艰难的状态。
My work situation has been very difficult.
但事情发生了，心里还是很不舒服。
But even though as it happened, I still didn't feel good.
我们只有来到神的面前，向神诉说心中的难过和许多的委屈。
All we can do is come to God and cry to Him for the disappointment and sadness.
另一方面，也检查自己在工作上有否亏欠。
At another hand, we also think about any shortcomings we may have in our work.
知道自己在工作上已经尽力而为了。
And we know that we have tried to do our best.
也只有学习服在神的手中。
And we learn to be obedient to God.
丢工作并不一定是神的旨意。
Losing a job may not be God's will.
但相信凡事临到我们都有神的许可。
But we believe everything was, that came upon us was permitted by God.
心中也非常清楚地感觉到前面有些功课要学习。
And we knew clearly that we have lessons to learn ahead of us.
刚开始找新工作的时候，
As I was searching for a new job,
心中还带着蛮大的自信。
I was still fairly confident.
觉得找一份类似的工作应该不会太难。
Feeling that it's not too hard to find a similar job.
发了一些简历之后
After I sent some resumes,
也有一些猎头公司开始为我介绍工作。
And also I had some headhunters hunting for jobs.
但经过一轮的电话面试和考试之后
But after one round of phone interviews and testings,
发现市场竞争非常厉害。
I found out how aggressive the market competitive it was.
要求很多。
There were so much requirements.
几乎第一关都过不了。
I cannot even pass, almost cannot pass the first round.
心中开始动摇和担心。
So I start to worry and not sure.
也开始寻求是否要转行。
And start seeking whether I should change to another field.
可是转行又能去做什么呢？
But even if I switch field, what should I do?
我的光景就好像路加福音书中主耶稣比喻里的那位不义的管家。
It's kind of like in Luke that unrighteous servant.
处地呢无力，要饭呢害羞。
No strength to do physical manual, but don't and ashamed to be a beggar.
在那段时间里，有几首诗歌非常鼓励我。
But during that difficult time, there were several hymns that inspired me.
例如诗歌456首的《永不灰心》。
For example, in our hymn book 456, Never Give Up.
这也是每天早上灵修时常唱的一首诗歌。
And that was one of my favorite hymns during my devotion time.
永不灰心，永不沮丧，相信主是你的盼望。
Never give up, never depressed.And knowing that God is my hope.
基督徒最可贵的地方就是在患难中有依靠。
The most precious part about a Christian is that during trials we have somebody to hold on to.
相信主必会开我们的出路。
And we believe God will open door for us.
后来在 Port Washington 有一家公司。
And there was this company in Port Washington.
经过三次的面试。
After three interviews,
没想到最后还是没有成功。
And then, surprisingly, I didn't get the job.
这时候心中那无形的压力是越来越大。
So the invisible pressure has been building up.
诗歌443首就成了我的祷告。
Hymn 443 became my prayer.
前途如何我不知，但他知道，他知道。
I know not what the future holds, but only he and he knew.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
他把我们放在一些环境中锻炼我们的信心。
He puts us in certain circumstances to train our faith.
有时候也只有在难处中，我们才真正学习信靠神，依靠他。
And sometimes we only learn to rely on him in difficult times.
诗歌的灵和圣经的话会把我带到与主更深交通的里面。
From the spirit of the hymns and God's word brought me into closer fellowship with the Lord.
虽然环境很艰难，但是我们没有完全失去信心。
Even though the surroundings were very difficult, but we did not lose our faith.
四个多月就这样过去了。
Then 4 months passed.
突然一天接到一家公司人事部的电话。
Suddenly one day we received a phone call from human resource.
他说他们有一份工作非常适合我的经验。
And they said they have a job that's very suitable for my experience.
后来我一查看。
After I did a checkup on it,
更觉得非常的惊讶。
I was very surprised.
因为这家公司是我第一家去面试的公司。
Because this company was the first company that I interviewed for.
当时考完了一大叠的考试试题之后，就没有下文了。
But after I finished a whole stack of exams, they never called me back.
没想到整整过了三个月。
But then after 3-4 months,
他们又打电话来。
They called me back.
觉得主好像是主为我们开路的时候了。
Then I felt maybe now it's time that the Lord opened door for me.
结果不到两个星期。
Then within 2 weeks,
三次的面试和考试都顺利的通过了。
I had 3 interviews and tests and they all passed.
我想这也是神的怜悯。
I think this is God's mercy.
因为他知道我们能承受多少。
For he knew how much we can endure.
要是他再不开路的话，我们都要失眠了。
If he doesn't open door again, we're going to get insomnia.
为了新的工作，我们感谢神。
For the new job, we thank the Lord.
但更觉得要感恩的是
，But we are more thankful for.
我跟李雅能和四个孩子一起在患难中经历神的信实。
During this time of trials, we can experience God's faithfulness.
我们家常常同心合意跪在神面前恳求祷告。
The whole family, we often knelt before God to pray in one spirit.
难处使我们更彼此相爱。
We grew to love each other ever more through difficulties.
神没有应许我们说以后不再遇到困难。
God never promised us not to face difficulties.
但他应许他的恩典够我们用。
But he promised that his grace is sufficient for us.
最后我想和大家分享诗歌456首，他鼓励了我。
I want to share this hymn, number 456. It encouraged me.
相信他也能帮助我们中间在难处的弟兄姊妹。
I believe he can also encourage every one of us that's in difficulty.
试炼中人歌唱不住，刚强壮胆信靠主。
Even during trials, I still sustain and trust in the Lord.
永不灰心，永不沮丧，相信主是你盼望，将所需求陈明他前，必领受够用恩典。永不灰心，永不灰心，永不因愁苦而灰心，主能使天光照临，专心靠主，专心靠主，失恋中人歌唱不住，刚强壮胆心靠住。
如果你会唱，你可以跟我一起来唱第四节。
Verse 4, sing with me.
永不灰心，永不沮丧，主般配是你一旁，站在主神恩中多长，直到那日临江上。永不灰心，永不灰心，永不因愁苦而灰心，主能使天光照临，专心靠主，专心靠主。
向转当心靠住。
我们可以刚强转当心靠住。
Let us be encouraged and rely on the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
And peace, brothers and sisters.
岁终年末又是感恩的季节。
So at the end of the year, it is the season for us to give our thanks and
能够站在这里本身就是一种感恩。
So I can stand here and make testimony by itself. It's very thankful.
其实无论大事小事我们都要感恩。
So on everything, whether small or big, we have to give thanks to our Lord.
其实为着家人一年来平安健康就是一件非常值得感恩的事。
So we're very thankful for the things that our whole family are very healthy throughout the year.
对，站在这里可能有一点点紧张。
But I'm a little bit feel nervous by standing here.
我问一个姐妹说怎么样不紧张。
So I ask one of the sisters, how should I not be very nervous by standing here?
她说你把弟兄姐妹看成一个一个的大西瓜。
And just treat everybody on the seated as a big watermelon.
可是他却没有告诉我大西瓜还眨着眼睛。
But he doesn't tell me all the big watermelon has two eyes.
前些日子有一位姐妹给我一本杂志海外校园。
And several days ago I was given a magazine Overseas Campus.By your sister.
在封面有十个字海外觅真理人生及校园。
On the cover page there's a few sentences perceiving truth and your life is like be on campus.
我又加上五个字每天一堂课。
So add another five words and every day just like a lesson you study.
也许我们当中很多的弟兄姐妹已经离开校园离开课堂蛮久了。
And many of the sisters left the campus and left the classroom for so long.
但人生这个校园每天这堂课我们还要面对。
But every day we're facing this classroom as our life.
来到我们教会近三年的时间我一直都在参加教会的主日课堂。
I came to our church about 3 years ago. On every Sunday morning, I joined the Sunday school classes.
每一位负责带领的弟兄姐妹都非常的尽心负责，付出。
All the brothers and sisters who take in charge of the Sunday school classes are very devoted.
付出了很大的体力、心力和时间。
They dedicate their time and efforts, energy to the class.
在这里请允许我向你们每一位说一声谢谢。
I would like to thank you all of you here.
我学习神的话与分享神的话来活出神的话。
I study God's words and live out God's words.
就像箴言三章五到六节。
So just like the book of the Proverbs in chapter 3 verse 5 to 6.
你要专心仰赖耶和华。
And trust in the Lord,
不可依靠自己的聪明
with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding.
在一切所行的事上都要认定他
in all your ways, acknowledge him.
他必指引你的路
and he will make your path straight.
在经历人生的低谷和获得取得一点点的成绩
So we may experience some low valleys of life, and sometimes we may accomplish a little bit.
要靠主的话走出低谷或是回归平静
We would like to use God's words to make us to jump out of the low valley and return to the rest
其实在学习神的话语当中啊，也是对自己一个距离性的操练和委身的培养
And also studying God's words is also we practice ourselves and learn how to practice
和弟兄姐妹在学习中有互动
And we have a lot of interaction fellowship with the brothers and sisters in our studying Bible.
比如准时去参加，然后安排自己的预习和复习。
For example, you have to be on time to the Bible study and also prepare the Bible study and review the Bible study.
不仅增长了圣经知识，也和弟兄姐妹能够相互认识。
You update the knowledge and also have more.Understanding, bad understanding of brothers and sisters.
增加彼此的了解、联系和带导。
And you increase your interactions and the mutual understanding.
So, as one of the members of the English Fellowship, I'm glad to see you in the Sunday School too.
所以呢，我作为英语聚会的一个成员，我也很高兴
在那个主日学看到大家。
Couple weeks ago, we have a Thanksgiving party. We share, so in the past year, and how God did on us, and so we share the Thanksgiving.
几周两周前呢，我们也有一个聚会，我们呢也在分享那个主给在过去一年给我们做了些什么。
Blessed is the Lord who provide faithfulness.
感恩的祝福的是主呢提供给我们这个信心。
Who does not change like a shifting shadows?
主呢不像那个转动的影儿。
Jesus Christ is the same.Yesterday and today and forever.
耶稣基督今天明天永远一样。
I like the Romans the chapter 12 verse 12.
我来讲那个罗马书十二章十二节。
Be joyful in hope.
在指望中要喜乐。
Patient in affliction.
在患难中要忍耐。
Faithful in prayer.
在祷告中要恒切。
靠神的话，经历丰富的人生，上好每堂课。
And rely on God's words. Experience your life and study well on each lesson.
得到真平安，感谢神，能走出低谷，或者是回归平静。
You will get the true peace and the return to the rest and the jump out of your low valley in your life.
谢谢你们可爱的弟兄姐妹。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.
在我们当中的，或不在我们当中的。
So whether you are here today or not.
谢谢你的带导。谢谢你的关怀、帮助、鼓励和爱护。
Thanks for your intercession, thanks for your help, and thanks for your encouragement.
把荣耀归给神 ，Give all the glory to the Lord.
Give all the glory to the Lord. Thank you.
爱是恒久忍耐，永有恩慈。 Reading from James 1:27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
雅各书第一章27节。 在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
Today we want to praise God and give testimony of an opportunity that the Lord has given us to share His love with China's orphans. A team of five of us, Angela Gong, Susan Tseng, Mary Chan, and myself from our church, and Elisa Lin Rath from another church, will be traveling to Beijing on January 1st. We will spend 2 weeks in two different orphanages that take care of special needs children.
今天我们要赞美主和跟您分享主给我们的一个机会、让我们、跟中国的孤儿们分享他的爱。我们这一团有五个人，就是这教会的 Angela Gong, 我 Susan Sang, Mary Chan 和 Jose Chan、还有另外一个教会、的 Elisa Lynn Rath。 我们1月1号开始去中国北京、两个星期，到两个孤儿院。这两个孤儿院是专门、照顾残障的孤儿们。
We will first volunteer at Shepherd's Field Children's Village, where there are more than 100 children. These children receive medical care by full-time Western physicians, physical therapy by staff and volunteers, and facilitation of adoption into families internationally and domestically.
我们先去叫牧羊地儿童村的孤儿院做义工。牧羊地儿童村、有照顾超过100个儿童们、这些孤儿在儿童村可以享受西方的医学、人士照顾、工作人员帮他们做物疗，而且儿童村、还会帮忙安顿孤儿们在国内和国外的领养家庭。
During 13 years in existence, they have cared for more than 4,000 orphan children. They have provided more than 3,000 surgeries and medical procedures, and they have seen more than 800 children adopted into families.
在牧羊地儿童村、建立的这13年中，他们、照顾了4000多个孤儿，提供了3000多个孤儿所需要的手术和医疗。帮助800个孤儿进入领养家庭。
After our work there, we will go to New Day Foster Home.
我们在儿童村的工作结束后，会到另外一个孤儿院叫 New Day Foster Home.
New Day started as a small manufacturing company in 1993 called Beijing New Day and Arts and Crafts Company. In a small factory,They created a simple magnet in the shape of China with the words Pray for China painted in gold. They founded New Day to exhibit honesty and integrity in a business setting and to make a difference in the lives of their employees.
New Day 是由1993年开始，那时他们是北京手工艺品公司，他们开始制造一些小的磁体。上面、是说、所写的、帮中国祈祷。他们成立这个公司的时候，希望把公司变成一个经营商业的典范。
With a heart to touch the lives of orphans with medical and special needs, New Day eventually started a foster home.
拥有了一个、虔诚的心，想要帮助孤儿。这个公司开始成立一个、寄养家庭。
As you can see, some children have physical defects while others have developmental delays. A majority of these children have been abandoned and the orphanages are the only home they know. We will be there to relieve the full-time workers and interact with the children through play, music, physical and speech therapy.
你可以看到这些孤儿有不同一些残废，他们大半是被亲生父母遗弃了。这些孤儿院是他们所知道的家。我们去孤儿院的一些目的是陪孩子玩、听音乐、透过物疗、讲话治疗，而且让工作人员有一些休息。
We will also be bringing needed supplies and donations to the two orphanages.We would like for you to be part of our mission by considering donation for supplies. We will try to purchase and bring as much of the supplies on the list that's in your program. Any monies left over, we will donate to the orphanages. If you are able to donate, please fill out the bottom portion of the support letter and include it with a donation into the specially marked envelope that we have provided. You can insert the envelope into the donation box.
还有我们希望提供这两个孤儿院一些他们需要和要求的用品或者金钱奉献。我们今天是来请你跟我们合作。在你的手册上有写这孤儿院需要的用品，要是方便请您提供这上面的某些用品，要是可以的话也希望您可以给一些金钱的奉献。您所有的奉献是用来买用品，然后有剩的金钱就全捐给这两个孤儿院。在你们的信上下面有一个填表，请把表填了，然后付上钱放在奉献箱里。
If you are unable to donate, we ask that you consider committing to pray for the team and the orphanages. We thank you for partnering with us in this mission, and may God be glorified. We look forward to give a follow-up testimony of God's work after we return.
要是您没有办法奉献，我们当然还是希望您可以为我们的团体和这两个孤儿院祷告。谢谢您可以跟我们合作来服务这些孤儿。赞美主，希望我们回来的时候能跟大家分享我们去的经验。
Thank you.
神很奇妙，神把这样的负担摆在几位弟兄姊妹的身上的时候，这五位弟兄姊妹的名字的头一个字合起来就是雅各书的雅各 James。
We have a wonderful God. When God puts the burden in these five brothers and sisters, and the last initial of these five brothers and sisters put together will be James.
而雅各书教导我们，就是我们信心能够实际活在我们的行为当中，就是把耶稣的爱能够带给所需要的孤儿寡妇跟一切需要的人。
And what Jacob taught us is to put our faith into our actions, which will be manifest in our caring for the people in need, such as widows and orphans.
我相信主会把这样的负担传递到每一位弟兄姊妹的心中，不仅能够用金钱奉献，也能够在他们持续的这样的事工当中与他们同工，为他们代祷。
I trust that the Lord has put the burden into the heart of every brother and sister, not just so that we will not only support them in money, we'll always support them in prayers and intercessions.
我们接下来时间交给潘弟兄。
Turn to Brother Pan.
感谢主，很高兴跟弟兄姊妹一同聚在他面前，我们来感恩。
Thanks God for us to coming together and we share our love and thanks to Him.
今天本来应该有二十几位弟兄姊妹要来做见证。
We have about the 20 brothers and sisters who want to share the testimony with us.
因为时间的关系，就刚才这四个小组的人上来。
So in the interest of time, we only allow the 4 brothers and sisters to make their testimonies.
其他的弟兄姊妹把他们见证写出来，等一下放在后面，你只要愿意的话，你可以拿一份。
For other brothers and sisters, you can write down your testimonies and we can place it outside the meeting room.
我们实在看见神的恩典在每一个弟兄姊妹的身上是那样的明显。
We do see that how God gave His love to every brother and sisters.
不只在我们个人的身上，也在我们的家庭当中。
Not only on the individuals, but also on each of our families.
也在我们这样属灵的大家庭的里面。
And in our spiritual, big family.
我们是在看见我们的神是活的神。
We do see that our God is living God.
他虽然不是我们肉眼可以看见。
We may not see Him with our physical fresh eyes.
然而在心灵和诚实的敬拜中间，我们能够经历。
But in our spirit, in our prayer, we can experience the love of God.
在去年的一年当中
，Over the past year.
可能有些人满了感谢，因为神为他们成就了一些事。
And many brothers and sisters are full of thanks to God because God helped them to fulfill, accomplish something.
有些弟兄姊妹可能在危难中间经历到神是那位信实的那位神。
And some brothers and sisters experience the truthfulness and faithfulness of God in when they experience any difficulty.
可能有些弟兄姊妹还正在难处当中。
Or maybe other brothers and sisters are still in the difficulty.
然后不要忘记我们这个神是可靠，值得我们信靠的神。
But don't forget, our Lord is faithful and trustworthy. We can rely on.
因为他是如今还活着的神。
He is the living God.
常常在我们心中发出这样感谢和赞美，说他是又真又活的神。
We always express thanks in a way that He is such a faithful and true God.
巴不得弟兄姊妹我们彼此学习。
And brother sis, we ask you to learn from each other.
我们来信靠这位活的神。
Be faithful on this living God.
虽然有难处。
Despite all the difficulties.
然而神要带我们经过难处，让我们发觉他救了我们。
And God will help you go through with all these difficulties and He will give the salvation to us.
虽然有委屈
even we are not even in the difficulties
虽然有难过
in all the trials
那我们的神都知道
our God do know
因为我们是属于他的
we belong to him
感谢主主把我们都召聚在一起来侍奉来敬拜他
and thanks for Lord to put us together to serve and worship him
在长子同工的聚会当中我们一同寻求
In our deacon elders meeting we pursue together
明年我们应该怎么样一个追求的主题
We'd like to know what things we're going to pursue next year
刚才我们看的那段经文在以弗所书第四章
We just look at the scripture is the book of Ephesians chapter 4
讲到我们行事为人当与我们所蒙的恩相称
It talks about what we behave and say should be in accordance with we believe
你我今天蒙受这样子大的恩典
We receive this such a big salvation and love
巴不得神的恩典真是能够从我们里面活出来
We like to live out God's love
实在看见神恩待我们每一位
And we can see and God treat each of us well.
神更盼望他那样荣美的生命从我们里面能够活出来。
He expects us to live out His glorious love.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一同来学习。
Brothers and sisters, let's work together.
我们一同来服在神的里面。
And come before the Lord, be obedient to Him.
我们求主从我们里面能够活出那样荣美的生命。
So we ask Lord so that we can live out this beautiful life.
叫人看见受这样的爱所吸引。
And other people will see us and will be affected by our love.
刚才弟兄姊妹做的见证，每一件见证都是那样真实。
And the testimony made by Brother Sis is so truthful.
让我们心里非常感动。
So we're all moved by their testimonies.
当雅歌小组所做的见证
The testimony made by the gym, team James
我心里更为感动
I was really moved by their testimony
因为看见神把这样子的负担放在这五位的弟兄姊妹身上
Because we see God gives a burden to these five brothers and sisters
愿意把受到的这个恩典传出去
They're willing to pass out the love they receive from Lord
弟兄姊妹们，他们花自己的时间，花上自己的费用，到那样远方的地方，为了一个目的。
And they devoted their time and the money to visit the places far away for just one purpose.
就是把基督的爱能够传扬出去。
And just give the Jesus love to them.
给那些小孩好像人家不要然而我们的主要
To those orphans abandoned but our Lord wants to receive them
实在值得我们学习
We want to learn from them
我们请弟兄姊妹为了这样子的一个行动，我们祷告主。
We ask about the sister to pray on the effort.
好，叫我们一同能够跟得上。
So that we can pursue together.
在新的一年当中。
In the new year.
我也请求弟兄姊妹，我们一同学习。
We ask about the sisters we can work and learn to study together.
我们真是愿意神那样生命从我们活出来的时候。
So learn how to live out God's life.
我们一同在侍奉主的身上一同有份。
So we can have our share in service to the Lord.
我们实在更愿意看见有更多的年轻的弟兄姊妹能够出来。
We'd like to have more younger brothers and sisters to come out
to serve the
Lord. To serve the Lord.
我们实在看见主在我们身上的恩典是那么大。
We do see how large the love we receive from Lord.
刚才 Window 弟兄也讲过
，And Brother Window shared with us.
我们身上都有一些盲点
，We all have some blind spots.
我们可能不明白
，We didn't see our blind spots.
我们身上可能有些极限、缺点
，We also have own limitations.
那个当我们一同摆在主面前的时候
，When we put all of this together before the Lord,
愿意主一起来使用
，And God can use us.
一起来侍奉主
can use us to serve him
我请求弟兄姊妹为了这样子的事情我们祷告主
we ask about the sisters to pray on the service
这是我们属灵的家
and this is our spiritual home
在家里可能有些事情有缺失
we may not agree on everything in this house
可能有些事情我们做满足不了神的心意
We may not meet the expectation of the God's the God all the time
那么巴不得我们在家里我们同心协力有个心智一同来见证主
But in God's house we want to work together with the whole heart
有一件事情跟弟兄姊妹们抱歉
I just want to say one thing I feel sorry about
因为原来去年就讲到要扩建地下室的事
And last year, we talked about the expansion project of the basement.
我们的执照还没有拿到。
We haven't received the permit of construction.
我们继续努力。
We will continue to work on that.
看见教会里面教室实在不够。
And we don't have enough classrooms in the church.
看见一楼的聚会需要改造，我们要搬到一楼。
We need to renovate the meeting room in the first floor. We want to move the meeting into the first floor.
好让有些弟兄姊妹能够上楼的时候方便。
So that some brothers and sisters will not be have the difficulty of working upstairs.
请弟兄姊妹也为这样子的事情祷告主。
We ask the brothers and sisters to pray on all these projects.
我想在最后的时候。
Finally,
我真是求每一位弟兄姊妹看见 Empress 这个区域有这样大的改变。
We all the brothers and sisters will be able to see the changes taking place in the area of Amherst.
巴不得在新的一年当中
So in the new year,
我们都一同起来把这个福音能够传出去。
We can work together to spread the gospel to this area.
今天看见神所做的工作实在是大。
So how wonderful, marvelous work has been done by the Lord.
巴不得我们都能够跟上他的心意。
So we can keep up with his will.
我们不够，但是他是全能的神。
We may not be able to do all the things, but he is the Almighty God.
愿意主祝福我们。
We ask the Lord to bless us.
巴不得主实在激励我们的心一同奔跑这条道路。
He encourages to work on this way all the time.
愿主祝福每一位。
May God bless everyone.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主感谢你你给我们机会让我们能聚集在一起让我们来感谢赞美你
Lord thank you for giving this opportunity to meet together give our thanks and praise to you
让我们借着诗歌来歌颂你
we thank you and praise you with our singing.
让我们接着这些见证来见证你自己的大爱和你自己的大能。
So we use all these testimonies to glorify you and your great love.
你是我们的主，你带领我们一生的道路。
You are our Lord, you guide us through our life.
从年初到年终，你都引领我们。
From the beginning of this year to the end, you always guide us.
叫我们常常活在你里面，与你有这亲密的关系。
So we can live inside you and have an intimacy relationship with you.
虽然我们在这过了这一年，我们也经历了很多试炼，那你都与我们同在。
Despite all the difficulty and trials we experienced last year, you are always with us.
你从来没有离开我们。
You never abandon us.
你一直在带领我们。
You always guiding us.
叫我们在这个弯曲卑逆的时代，让我们做明光照耀。
So we can become a light in this darkness age.
你也常常教导我们，好叫我们这个末世的时候能够警醒在你面前。
You always teach us to be vigilant on this end age.
叫我们趁着还有今日，能够紧紧地跟随着你往前去。
So we can be vigilant and always follow your footstep at this time.
我们把我们自己再一次地交在主的手中。
We give ourselves into your hands.
你亲自地带领每一位弟兄姐妹。
You are directing each brother and sister.
好像我们不断在任何环境都能够彰显你自己的荣耀。
So we can glorify your name in whatever circumstances we are in.
我们积极地仰望你。
We continue to pray.
我们为了今天中午的爱宴，我们也献上我们的感谢。
We give our thanks to our love feast at noon.
你来祝福，你来分别为圣，好叫我们吃了有健康的身体。
So we give us bless and we eat this food that will be healthy.
我们能够心心灵都健康，一同来服侍你。
So we can be healthy spiritually so that we can work together to serve you.
主，我们感谢你，也求主你纪念那些为今天所预备饭菜的弟兄姐妹他们的劳苦。
Lord, please remember this, the hard efforts and time spent by these brothers and sisters who prepare for the lunch.
你祝福他们。
And please give blessed to them.
主，我们感谢你，让我们以在来的另外在要来的年中，求主你继续的带领我们，与我们同在。
And we also pray that in the coming year, please continue to direct the guiding us, so your presence will be us forever.
好叫我们凡事都能够讨你自己的喜悦。
So we can please you on everything.
叫你从你的儿女身上得荣耀。
So you will obtain your glory from your brothers and sisters.
主，我们感谢你，我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you, we praise in Jesus' name.